Repeat what you just said. We are live with Cora Brune.
I better move away from the drum. Move away. Okay, I'm walking. And now across the street, here comes a lady performer. Here comes the police in a squad car. Hello, Valerie. I'd like to say anything for free radio.
Say anything for free radio?
Yes. Free radio still there?
We're here. Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Coral.
Peace and love and togetherness. We're all in this together. Let's make 2011 the year we do it all together.
Can you hear me, Coral?
Let it be.
Can you hear me?
The third patrol car in 3 minutes, and there's one parked in front of Subrosa.
There are many people here, all in different shapes and sizes. I'm going to ask people what they, as I go. I'm also videotaping that has some sound quality to it. Here's Uncle Dennis strolling across the yard with his umbrella. Got hula hoops, balloons, glitter, guitars, drums, flags, peace flags, lots of peace flags.
Coral?
Angels.
Coral?
Some green lights. Meaning that what's being worn on the people. Skirt.
I guess Coral can't hear me.
Magician, magic hat, free coffee, yam flour. I don't know why somebody told me that.
Sub-Rosa.
And Sub-Rosa the what?
Free coffee at Sub-Rosa.
Hi! Would you like to say something for free
coffee? Free coffee at the Sub-Rosa?
Free coffee.
Hooray!
The
end of a decade! The end of the decade here, but the beginning of a new great time.
We'll get that from the government.
That was by, I've got to get her picture. Wow.
All right, Coral, thank you.
I couldn't recognize her at all. I think people can recognize me because I don't have my screen on my face yet. I don't have my veil or anything.
What's the police presence like down there?
Police presence at the moment. Oh, here comes Alan with the sitar in a... rickshaw, very groovy.
Do we want to hear about the police?
Here comes a police car. He's crossing the corner now, right at the corner of Spruce, and right by the Unflower. He's passing by Sub-Rosa very cautiously, very slowly.
What's the crowd like down there?
The sitar is coming. Oh my goodness! I think I'm gonna hand the phone over so I can get a photo of this.
Freeze motion with. Parade is in motion. There is a digital camera in one unit that is aimed east and another one that is then aimed north on the southern and eastern perimeter as the parade now moves.
All right. And who are we speaking to?
Southern perimeter is no longer active as the unit moves.
So I guess we have police downtown with cameras. And what's the crowd like down there? Is it a big crowd?
That is.
Okay, well, there we have it so far. Evidently, there is police down there. There are police down there, and they are videotaping.
We have cowbell. We have a cowbell and a sitar and a rickshaw. Thank you.
And you're listening to live sounds from the DIY Parade downtown on Pacific Avenue. And in the studios, Rick and Free.
For your freedom.
Hello, Free.
And Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
And we have two people on the air here.
All right, the parade is okay. On the move. Folks are walking up Pacific Avenue, approaching Broadway Laurel. And so far, everything's pretty cool. There are quite a number of cops around here and there and everywhere.
What's the crowd like down there?
We probably got a couple hundred people here.
Mostly families, or who's down there?
Well, there are a number of families, a lot of single people, a lot of old-time Santa Cruz activists are down here today from all different movements. Transfers, Santa Cruz, all kinds of people have been here. People's Democratic Party is here. The Women in Black are here.
Dennis, could you speak directly into the phone? You're breaking up a little.
Okay. I'm going to have to back off. There's so many drums that you probably can't hear me too well.
Oh, you're coming in great now.
But there's one really large puppet figure, some people on stilts, and a couple of bike caravans, lots and lots and lots of drums. So we're now crossing Broadway, Laurel. I guess it's Laurel here.
So the parade is in motion at this moment, right?
The parade is in motion.
All right.
Crossing against the red light.
Any increase in police presence down there that you noticed?
There's two police officers standing on the corner of Pacific and Laurel.
Are they photographing?
These two are just standing there. So, there are a number of people taking photographs, some of whom I recognize. Okay. A couple of people in stilts, kind of dragging final people across Laurel Street, a couple of folks on stilts. So.
Yeah.
Parade is in motion. I'll keep you updated as we move north on Pacific.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Dennis. Let us know if you see any politicians in there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any elected officials here today.
Okay. There's those cowards. Okay.
Yeah, so that's that was Uncle Dennis calling in, I take it. And a little update, live update from the DIY parade downtown. Mm-hmm. And sounds like people are having fun down there, and it's going okay, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is there any other calls on the other lines or anything?
Walk ahead of the drums.
Ah, we got Coral.
Hey, Coral.
Hey, Coral.
Can you hear us, Coral?
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, Dennis was just on, so we missed anything you said in the last 5 minutes. What's going on there?
What you say.
Are you crossing Broadway with the parade?
I'm on the sidewalk.
Good for you. That's legal.
Yeah, I'm legal.
You don't want to get one of those, what, triple? Like, what does that mean, $1,200? It's ridiculous for walking down the street. But that's law and order in Santa Cruz. Our tax dollars at work. Hello?
I see the cop watch sign now. Robert has it on his back. Yeah, we don't have one of those sophisticated feeds where I can filter out all the noise and hear the station.
We can hear you pretty good.
Are you videotaping, Coral?
Huh?
Are you videotaping?
I'm trying to get the camera back on. It was on, and I did videotape them.
Well, don't videotape any faces, or you'll be seized for evidence.
What?
Don't videotape anybody's faces, because they'll be seized for evidence. Just videotape their feet.
Yeah, and don't videotape within 14 feet of a penguin statue.
Okay.
Are the penguins wearing ski masks today, since it is an anarchist parade?
Anarchists are pretty slow moving. They're walking kind of slow.
I hear the penguins have black water pistols taped
to
them.
Buster's still trying to pull out, too.
And so, you hear, and he has this sitar. He has a kazoo sounding as a sitar.
No, I don't.
No.
Can you hear anything?
Just you.
Just you, and that's good.
Wow.
So who's leading the parade? Who's in front?
Who's on first?
Well,
I think I just heard gunfire.
Here's our food.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to look at the camera working. I'm looking at the camera. It was working. So here we're slowly making our way. We met one of another anarchist walk angel. Angel came up. We'd like to say anything with the radio.
That's an inside joke, Carl. Yeah. Save it for our show, which is on 7 from 10 Tuesdays.
Thank God for Santa Cruz.
By the way, when's your show on, Rick?
I don't have a show yet.
That's true, but you do a fill-in in the morning.
I do a fill-in on Wednesday mornings from quarter of 7 to quarter of 8.
Okay.
Yeah, prime time. I think I have one listener.
Oh, we were
and that's me.
We're passing by a squad car now.
Squad car?
Look,
film the police.
This goes on. It flashes once in a while, and then it goes off.
Is any police walking in the parade?
Battery?
Or should they get tickets?
Coral. Are any of these police smiling?
Oh, yeah, we did have them.
Are the police smiling?
I'm really
at all?
Sorry. I'm going to get away from the drum to hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Are any of the police smiling or looking friendly at all? Or what's their demeanor?
Say that again.
Are any of the police smiling or do they look friendly or helpful?
Yes, everybody's happy.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. The police, too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They were parked in the hiding spot between the bus station and the beginning of this row of buildings. I had to duck in a doorway at the non-fat frozen yogurt place in order to hear what you're saying.
That's good.
Hello, frozen yogurt.
No advertisements.
I don't know if you can hear me, but... Oh, dear.
Okay, no. Coral, well, why don't you call in about, I don't know, 10 minutes and update us?
I might even be over by then. Where's Robert? Have you found Robert?
The radio station?
Yeah, where's Robert?
Hi.
Where's Robert?
Radio? It's on the radio. Nobody wanted to say anything
about
that time.
Well, no, it's illegal.
They didn't speak English, but they could have said any language they wanted. Now I've lost my other personas. Here they are.
And there you have it.
Where's Bella?
We don't know. Bella just
And you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, live broadcast of the DIY Parade downtown on Pacific Avenue.
The end of 2010.
Coral?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
What kind of floats and stuff are there?
The head, one of the early founders of Free Radio, was handing out flyers about getting your own show and putting on out the word about Free Radio 101.
Who is that?
We're at the back of the parade now. It's so calm that I just can't find a everybody's seeing it. Can't hear you. Can't find a sore point yet.
Hey, what's
but
Robert
I can sit
doing?
Here in the middle of the street intersection while police run me over.
I wouldn't be in the street.
Attention.
You know, they are probably filming this, and there'll be tickets mailed out later. And you are a known activist.
I love this one way.
Where's Robert?
Radio.
Where's Robert? You see Robert anywhere?
I don't think she can hear us.
Robert went up ahead. He did not have a word to say to me, although I held a camera at him, but didn't see me.
What line did you call in on?
He was busy. He is wearing the cop watch sign.
What line are you on?
Two.
Two. So someone can still call in.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah. So if you see Robert, have him call in.
I will. I'm going to keep the phone on, but I'm not going to talk for a moment while I figure this out, and then we'll get back to you.
Okay, so I'm going to put on a song.
Don't hang up, though.
All right. It's all right.
There's Val. I saw Maestro. Good.
Yeah. And that was the lovely Coral reporting live from Pacific Avenue.
This one's Maestro. Through the best of times, through the worst of times.
You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM, freakradio.org on the internet.
Following at the rear, we're walking up to find a place to play music because haven't seen any riots or anything going on. But I'm holding the camera as I walk. Maybe I can.
You're still on the sidewalk, Coral.
What's that?
Still on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Good. Get in the middle of the street.
It's not really worth $400 to me to walk down.
There's
the street.
There's a car following the police car.
Oh, good.
It looks like the parade's over. I mean, at this point, where we're standing.
Well, you got to go up to hang out for like 20 minutes up at the top of the clock tower.
It seemed to be a shorter parade.
Yeah. Gosh,
a lot of people on the sidewalk, though. Hey.
That's a short. You know.
People are pulling out the guitars. People are trying to sit around, maybe get warm later.
Does it look like people are going to hang out afterwards?
People are going to hang out.
Yeah, does it look like there'd be some people hanging out afterwards and playing music?
Yeah, there's little groups forming at certain benches.
Oh, good, good.
And we're trying to locate a bench, too, or a standing place.
Well, head up towards the top of the parade. They usually hang out there for like 20 minutes.
Huh?
Head up towards the top of the parade, the front. Last year they hung out for like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, anywhere you want. So many people are talking to me as I talk to them.
All right, that's probably Robert.
I'm right by this big gong thing.
Gong. Long gong.
Turning around.
Okay, Uncle Dennis.
This is Uncle Dennis. Last night, parade is proceeding down Pacific Avenue towards the clock tower. We're currently just past the Palomar. Doesn't seem to be any problem from any of the law enforcement people. The crowd has grown to maybe 400 or 500 people joining in as we walk along Pacific Avenue. There's also a line of cars following us, about 5 or 6 cars.
Did you say 400 or 500 people?
Yes. In the street. There are probably 400 to 500 people in the street. Like I said, people are joining as we walk down Pacific Avenue, just going past the new neoclassical monstrosity here.
So no trouble down there, huh?
Not that I can see from here at the back of the parade. We do have two uniformed officers who are sort of paralleling the back of the parade, but people seem happy. They don't seem to be any problems.
We just had Coral on, and she sounded like it was, she said that the parade was kind of winding down. Is that the case?
Oh, no. No, there's still, like I say, roughly 500 people walking down the street.
You're near the front of the parade.
People are joining in as we go.
You're near the front, right? She was at the back.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm at the back, and...
Wait, do you see Coral?
Like I said,
she's on the sidewalk.
Joining in all the time.
Yeah.
Do you see Robert down there?
I saw Robert earlier down at the Sabrosa doing interviews.
He said there was some kind of a triple fine for this event.
I'm not sure whether they... I'm not sure about that. I know that if you piss in the street, it's $500.
$500 for walking in the street.
Dennis, is everybody... Dennis?
All right. We're passing Cooper Street now at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still having fun. So we were definitely having a good time down here.
Anybody walking in the middle of the street?
Oh, yeah.
Say again?
And are people just on the sidewalks, or are they in the center of the street also?
Oh, no, no. It's full width of Pacific Avenue headed northbound.
Okay. Good.
And well, like I said, people are joining in all the time. It looks like four or five people just joined in behind me. So everybody having a nice, enjoyable, leisurely walk down Pacific Avenue here on the last day of 2010.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all free radio listeners.
Yes.
We'll talk to you when we get down here a little more.
Thank you, Uncle Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. All right.
Dennis is on 8 to 11 Thursday nights.
A lot of people with the dogs out in the street now.
And there's Coral again. Hey, Coral.
Hey. So that's what's happening. People are following the end of the parade with their dogs in the street.
Do you see Dennis? He's at the end of the parade, too. Hello?
What was that?
Do you see Dennis? He's at the end of the parade, too.
Dennis, yeah, I saw him. He was passing out flyers about free radio.
Oh,
he's
I got
guitarist. I didn't see him talking to you or anything, but I...
Well, that's because we're in the studio.
I didn't see him on the phone or anything, but talking.
All right, Coral.
Still going. The drums are still going. I'm walking down right now. I'm in front of Curios. Halfway down Pacific.
That's okay. It was just fine.
People walking with their guitars. People starting to play guitars on the sideline. And I guess what the parade does is round the band up here at the town clock. They either stop there or they stand there and take it. You know? Make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Stand still, play. Big banner. Did you hear the whistle?
Yeah, it was a nice whistle. I like that.
Stand still right now.
How the police?
Might need some action. Here's Robert North.
All right. Put him
Robert
on.
Robert North. What? Robert North. What have you been seeing at this event?
Less people than last year, but more people than. I was afraid with Ken because...
And you can say it on the air.
Well, we're here at the end of Pacific Avenue, and so far, no arrests, no citations, but of course the police are likely to, surveilling the event and do some more stuff that they will probably do off camera. But people are not, at least some people are not deterred by this.
Hey, Robert, you said there was a triple fine?
I was almost deterred. I felt a little nervous about coming to this event, but I did. So there.
Robert, can you hear me?
For you, Robert. We're all here together on the sidewalk. Robert, did you go on the street?
Oh, for sure. I admit that I walked across. I wasn't aware of whether this was a permitted parade or not. I have to assume the mayor and the police chief saw the light and understood the need allow for the right of the First Amendment in such an enlightened city as Santa Cruz.
Any sign
they
of
the light, you said?
They saw the light. They saw the party light.
Any sign of
there
mayor?
There are a lot of glittering lights.
Any sign of Mayor Coonerty?
What have you observed?
there is an anarchist sweatshirt being paraded around near the drums. And this seems to be fine with the festive mood of the crowd.
Yeah.
Is Robert still
there?
Well,
I can keep on, and there's a hold as they play Sandy Time, Marky Time.
I don't think they can hear us. Coro, can you hear us?
Probably too much drumming noise.
Coro, can you hear us?
Coro, have you seen any police activity?
Hey!
He asked if I've seen police activity. I have seen rolling the police cars going through Stopsbury and hiding also in alcoves in their squad cars. And I haven't seen anybody get out, but I did see a couple of security guards walking, standing like they're going to swing their clubs. I didn't see anything happen.
Uh-huh. Nothing exciting.
I can't say anything about that. No, I didn't see a thing.
Free or dry. What kind of a sign is that we're looking at? What is it?
Okay, there's a lot of merry mix. People seem to be happy and smiling. Here's a guy with rip free or drive.
Hey, Coral. Coral.
There's a guy walking around. Unusual spinning electrical thing, like a kaleidoscope that's electronic. I don't know what that is. Okay. I'd say there's about 200 people right now, and they're all at the end over by Velvet Underground, Lulu Carpenter, the end of the line here. The cop watch sign. You know, happier than thanks than Halloween would be. I mean, people are more active. They're more responsibly active. They're like doing it for a happy purpose. They're not. They don't have the tear of terror in their eyes or anything. The fear or any kind of a noticeable anxiety about them.
Well, that's good.
Getting more frenetic in the drum beat, though.
I think I'm on the air.
Hello?
I guess I'm still on.
Can you hear us? Why can't they hear?
Coro, can you hear us?
Hello, hello, hello.
American Eagle, a great big bird.
We're not getting
a big exaggerated teeth bird.
That means we're not on the air.
Yeah, we're getting on.
Had a hard day.
We're on. Coral.
Comes a poodle.
Coral, can you hear us?
It's on the app. Dog's up the sidewalk.
Is Robert still around?
Things getting cranked up a little bit more. More intensity.
Because of all the drumming noise and stuff.
Say that again.
We're having a little trouble getting to our remote reporters here for the drumming noise and stuff.
The juggler out there.
Try your mic. I can hear myself now. Okay. So just leave him on, I guess. Is Robert still on the line? No.
People seem to have defied any kind of threat of feeling like they're getting arrested.
Well, the tickets come later. Okay, the cops aren't going to rush the crowd now. There's
talk on free radio.
There's anarchists in that crowd. What? They're not going to mess with them.
Oh, I'm on free radio? Okay, so I'm Steve Andrew. I'm passing out flyers for the WikiLeaks protest next weekend.
Steve Argue.
Julian Assange and Bradley Manning.
Noted communist.
But the judicial witch hunt against them.
Punched out a police officer one time.
A real troublemaker.
Hey, not this coming Saturday. It's Saturday after January 8th, and people should come out to that.
Clock Tower, January 8th. It's open. On Indie Media.
It's about U.S. war crimes, Afghanistan and Iraq and other places.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Steve.
You get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Coral, put the receiver to your ear, please.
You can hear the beat in the background.
So we have me and Free in the studio with Coral reporting live from the DIY parade downtown Santa Cruz on Pacific Avenue.
It sounds like it's reached its maximum up by the clock tower. And there people are just hanging around playing music. Banging on the sculptures. Well, now you know, Rick, if this had been a permitted parade, this would have cost $5,000.
Really?
Wow. Just for the police. We have some very expensive police in this town. I don't know why. I think security guards could do a better job for a lot less money. And hell, this whole parade is put on by the anarchists for free. Just think of the anarchists were running the community. Just think of the anarchists were running the police. It would cost us nothing.
But free. The police are needed, aren't they? Wouldn't you agree?
Maybe one or two.
One or two? Okay. How many do you think are down there tonight?
Probably six.
And they have extras called in, I hear.
Probably. They probably have some security guards and some undercover taking pictures.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, back in May, we had that window-smashing jamboree downtown.
By a different anarchist group, possibly. Mm-hmm. They had to wait. The police took forever to report. Come on, that one. They had to get backup from all the cities around.
Well, it's better to be safe and have more police so that, you know, they can control the crowds just in case. Don't you agree?
They can't control the crowds. That's the whole point. I mean, short of machine gunning the crowd down, there's not too much they can do if a crowd gets
away. Well, they could always arrest people. If they look suspicious, like they're on the verge of committing a crime, they could arrest people.
Like sitting down?
That's Lee.
You look like a little tired there, buddy. I think you're going to sit down. I'm going to arrest you for intent to sit.
I think Senator Kennedy addressed that once back in the mid-60s.
I got another report coming in.
Hey, Coral.
She can't hear us. Sounds like Robert. Sounds like Coral's having so much fun, she's forgetting to report in.
So far, it sounds like people are having fun.
I see two policemen leaning against the wall over here. So I take pictures of them.
Coral?
Now, ironically, much like how Moses could not enter the Promised Land, Wes Modes, one of the originators of the DIY parade, cannot march in it without automatically getting a ticket. As he got last year for marching in it and having several court appearances, yeah.
Has he been banned from
being in it? No, but it's another ticket.
Yeah. Mrs. Rowling, if you want to talk, you and Jennifer... You want to talk? This is Rowling.
Rowling?
Yes.
You want me to talk?
About WikiLeaks.
All right. So I've just been passing out flyers here about WikiLeaks
and getting the truth out about that, and the fact that there's a protest coming up January 8th at the clock tower.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say that time again.
Woo! Ready, Maddie? Let's say
it back. It sounds like Prince headed back.
You know, we haven't heard much from Robert Norris. He's probably just taping recordings for his own show and instead of contributing to this one.
Want me to do it again?
Yes.
Hey, Carl.
Yes.
Carl?
Yeah. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Here for tonight. We've just successfully marched down the mall and had our parade despite that the city government local cops said that you can't do it. And I've been to it specifically, standing on the standard here for WikiLeaks, for in defense of WikiLeaks, in defense of freedom of speech, in defense of freedom of press, where WikiLeaks now being targeted as a result of the fact that they're exposing U.S. war crimes in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, and we're holding a protest on January 8th, on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the clock tower, to support these people who are basically heroes, Bradley Manning, Julian Assange, who have gotten out the truth about what's going on with these wars. Massive numbers of documents that expose massive numbers of war crimes, and it is not a crime to do so. We saw at the Nuremberg trials that those who go along with their country while they commit such crimes are also guilty. And we have heroes like Julian Assange and Bradley Manning now who are setting up to make a difference, and we say, hey, we need to stand up for these people. And so come on down to the clock tower, 1 o'clock, Saturday, January 8th.
A week from tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. Great. Do you have
anything to add? Please support people January 8th for the protest at the Cocktail at 1 o'clock. Thank you. So we have a WikiLeaks support group gathering.
Protest
on January 8th, a week from tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the clock tower. So if you can come down and help support WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, and that would be just spectacular to get a lot of people down there.
On free radio. That's thinking of where I'm.
I might make it.
Coral?
Now I get to smoke you.
There's Carl having fun again instead of reporting. Carl, listen to your phone.
Live reporting from downtown Santa Cruz.
Is anybody still there?
Yeah, put the receiver to your ear.
Please listen to your phone, Carl.
Hello, Coral.
Hello?
Hey.
Listen to your phone!
Put the receiver to your ear, Coral.
We got another caller, Carl. We're cutting you off.
Several people talking to me at once.
All right, Steve, we have you on the air.
How's everything at Free Radio tonight?
Very well, very well. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. I just kind of wandering down the street toward the end, toward the Laurel Street end of the Mission, things seemed to be pretty quiet. I did talk to Lee, I think, and he was saying that the police seemed to be not discouraging people from joining the DIY, but apparently some woman came up to one of the police officers on the street and said, "Do you know where the DIY parade is?" And they weren't going to tell her. And then finally, I guess Lee stepped up and was giving them the eyeball, and they, I guess, evidently directed her to where it might be.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they're discouraging it, but they seem to be subtly discouraging people. And there's a police presence is extremely heavy down here. I just saw three officers, the two first alarm, it looked like, and one sworn officer walking by the corner of Walnut and Pacific, looking across at New Leaf, and there's two officers standing. I haven't gone across to see where they're both sworn officers, but there are a lot of men and women in blue out here, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's a good thing they're down there, wouldn't you say?
Well, it doesn't seem as that. You know, it's the typical Santa Cruz tempest in a teapot. I asked Lee if the DIY parade had come up the street, and he said that he hadn't seen them yet, maybe because I know they were supposed to start at 5, but I'm going to walk down that way and see if I can contact anybody. Here's another patrol vehicle with a policeman in it just driving by. Undercover car parked at the corner of, Lincoln and Pacific.
Do you see them filming?
There is a tremendous police presence, and I've only gone 2 blocks.
Are they filming down there?
Pardon me?
Are they filming down there? The place?
I haven't seen anybody filming, and Lee was telling me that he didn't see anybody filming.
Okay.
So, no, that's, I haven't observed that at all. I just turned toward the Cedar, looking down Lincoln. Another police car just went by the Red Church. So there's, you kind of say, "Todd, hey, but overwhelming police presence. Here's Todd. I can ask Todd for a report. Anything happening down here?" Todd says that nothing happening to you. Did you get any reports on the DIY parade? And how was it? Okay. I'm talking to Free Radio. You want to give him an update? All right. Todd Leslie doesn't want to give you an update, but he says the DIY parade was awesome. He's looking good, and okay.
Steve?
Yeah.
Is the DIY parade over?
Todd, is the DIY parade, is they're done?
They're up at the clock tower, right?
They're done, and they're down at the clock tower?
I think there might be some down there. Yeah, Cora was there, and there's still some noise going on, so you want to check down the clock tower.
Okay, well, I'm going to walk up that way myself and see them. I was going to go down toward Laurel, but I think now I'll go up toward Mission.
Don't walk in the street there, Steve, because that's a ticket.
Yeah,
well, they don't arrest city council candidates. They get a pass until 2012.
And don't walk near any penguins, Steve. And please,
okay, 14 feet away.
Please call back in another 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm going to go up to the clock tower and see what's going on. You guys take care.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. That's Steve Blake, former candidate for city council. He'll probably run again.
And here's Coral again, not listening to her phone, so she can't hear us. And she's bringing us street ambience.
Coral? Coral, are you there?
Pacific Avenue ambience, courtesy of Coral.
The DIY parade is now standing still near the top of Pacific, making noise and having fun.
So Free, it sounds like people had a good time.
Mm-hmm, they still are. But parties to come.
And it sounds like the police were just kind of letting people do what they wanted to do.
Well, think about it, Rick. If they jumped the crowd, how would they look, you know? It's New Year. The whole idea that you have to pay $5,000 to do a parade like this, when it's New Year's Eve and there has to be a whole bunch of police downtown anyways, they're already there. What the hell do we have to pay them twice for?
Now?
Hello?
Here we are.
Hey.
Anybody there?
Can you hear her?
Okay.
Put the phone to your ear, Coral.
That'd be fun.
Coral.
Lots of young people, lots of families. Good to see all these smiling faces.
Oh, that sounds like Brian.
It's probably a good idea.
Maybe not.
Can you guys hear us?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that Brian? Who is that?
He has a great bike.
Who is that?
Who's there now?
Who are you talking to, Coral?
I don't know who I'm talking to. Free!
Okay, but keep the phone to your ear because we can't, you don't hear us.
Seems like it's subsiding. So I'm going to return towards music.
What's going on down there?
Hello?
What's going on down there? All right, Coral, if you don't put the phone to your ear, we're going to turn you off. Jesus Christ.
I have it on my head right now.
Well, can you hear us?
Yes.
Well, then respond to us when we talk to you. What the fuck? All right, come on. Give us some juicy police stuff. Come on.
You see any cops up there?
He was talking to Officer Winston, another one. But it was so noisy, I couldn't really get up there and hear anything.
How was Officer Winston tonight?
He's just passe. And how is person?
She's having too much fun.
Officer,
Where's Robert?
Hey, Carl?
Hard to hear.
Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are listening to you, so could you kind of be professional? Not have so much fun? We're stuck here in this dingy little studio, and you're out having all kinds of fun. You're not even listening to us.
Yeah, we got four people listening. Come on, damn it.
Okay. You had a caller, and he's just live. I don't know if you would say anything more.
Okay, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hi, this is Uncle Dennis down at the Peace Plaza at the north end of Pacific Garden Mall.
Howdy, Uncle Dennis.
And, the parade is here, and a couple hundred people are standing around enjoying some sitar music.
Awesome.
One of our programmers, Brian, is here.
I thought I heard his voice.
Hey, Brian, you're on free radio.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Hey, Brian.
Things are looking good out here in the street.
Woo.
Hey, you see any anarchists up there, Brian?
Along the studio.
Yeah. We're basically just having a good time. It's our plan here. Let's get a little of that.
That sounds nice.
As the sitar player moves on.
All right.
Nice.
There's some folks out here with lighted hula hoops.
All right.
Doing a little hula hooping in the middle of North Pacific Avenue.
Any police tasers visible? kidding.
Were the fire jugglers in the parade this year?
I don't see fire jugglers, but we do have one police officer standing in front of Lulu Carpenter's with an undercover agent next to him.
How do you know?
How do you know he's undercover?
Because he's far too friendly with the cop. And
he sure isn't Robert Norris.
still a crowd of a couple hundred people, and just hanging out here.
Any city council members visible down there, Dennis?
I have not seen any city council members. I've seen a candidate for city council.
Oh, Steve?
Unfortunately,
for the second to last?
Who's that, Steve?
Steve, not Plage.
The other Steve.
Yeah, the other Steve, I'm hesitant to name names because he was walking in the street. So.
Oh, well, he'll be called later as a witness then.
Yes, there are other many notable Santa Cruz activists are here. So
what percentage of the crime?
A lot of costumes, a lot of people enjoying themselves, but the crowd has definitely thinned out in the last 20 minutes or so.
Down to, what, 200 or so, or what would you say?
I would say, 150 at this point. Folks are sort of straggling off at this point.
And this is kind of when the fun begins with the police, isn't it?
Well, I haven't seen any indication of anyone acting as any kind of a miscreant. There don't seem to be any... There's not a large police presence right here at the crowd. I mean, like I said, there was one police officer standing in front of Lulu's for a while. He's moved on. There's a police car in the little triangle across from the post office, just sort of sitting there, but he's been there all the time. And
Well, Steve Plaich was saying there's a lot of police down by New Leaf, so they're probably just waiting to rush in case they're needed.
Okay, actually, there's half a dozen down by the back of the West building. But,
okay. You're surrounded then.
They're just sort of hanging out and walking, not particularly harassing anybody. Robert Norris is down there talking to a couple of them.
See, there's that undercover guy you were talking about.
Consorting with the...
Taking a picture of one of them now.
Is he giving him a hug?
I have no idea.
But, I wonder about Robert sometimes. Yeah. Are the police friendly, Dennis? Are they anybody?
Well, they aren't harassing anybody. I mean, nobody here is doing anything except enjoying themselves.
Good.
There's a lot of smiles on people's faces. Some of the costumes are rather humorous.
Uh-huh.
And people are sort of meandering on at this point.
Nice.
Could you describe?
Kind of winding down. We're down probably to 100 by now. Like I said, people are wandering off.
Could you describe some of those funny costumes for the listeners?
We have one woman here who has a purple face mask, kind of with sequins, and a nice purple dress, and looking very stylish. We have kind of a hippie hobo guy with a clown face. So another person with rainbow face paint. We have a stilt walker in a sort of a iridescent jacket and a tutu thing. We have some kids with rainbow balloons standing around. Not everyone's in costume, but there were quite a few in costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the inimitable DJ Brian dressed in a feathered bicycle outfit. Then we have a guy in a top hat juggling on stilts.
You seen any Circle A's around?
Say again?
You seen any Circle A's around on anybody's anarchist symbol? It is an anarchist parade.
I got to move farther away from the sitar. I can't hear you at all.
You seen any anarchists down there in their Circle A's?
Damn sitars.
It's their parade after all, right?
Well, I saw one gentleman sort of dressed up as an anarchist, more of a caricature of an anarchist than anything else.
Do you have a ski mask on?
Yeah, there's one guy in it.
He had a ski mask on. It could have been Wes Miles.
And then there's the guy with an anarchist puppet. Who's currently in front of the Velvet Underground. And wandering around sort of the fringes of the group. But, this is a person who's obviously not into anything other than having fun with people. A lot of kids, a lot of former free radio programmers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Pretty cold out, huh?
Yeah.
It's cold out there?
Here we have Micah Posner, one of the Eagle Power founders. Would you like to say anything to free radio?
Sure.
It's a pleasure to be here with Dennis, enjoying our civil rights.
Yay! Are you riding your bike, Micah?
Micah's here with a front-mounted child carrier on his bicycle, carrying his child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of his two children. So.
Dad Morris, they have here.
I will.
He's not in town, is he?
He just left. And, well, like I said, I'm probably going to wander off myself. I'm getting kind of hungry and I haven't had dinner yet. So.
All right, Dennis. I guess you weren't invited to the after party.
Yep, we'll have to go to the after party. There was a leaflet being handed out for a street party this evening at 8 o'clock.
Whereabouts? A street party where?
And, well, let's see, here's another free radio programmer, Uncle Louie. Talk to the folks on free radio.
Hey, Louie.
Hey,
hey, this is Louie on the street.
Hey, Louie.
Hey, Louie, we're taking over your show.
What's up, buddy?
I'm going to be in a few minutes to reclaim my show.
You're locked out of the studio.
I'm locked out.
Only kidding. Yeah, come on down, Louie.
Okay, I will. So, did Dennis fill you in on the scene down here?
What's that?
Did Dennis fill you in on the scene down
here? Yeah, give us your report.
Okay, well, it was a beautiful event. There were hundreds, perhaps a thousand or more people out here on the street in colorful costumes, and everyone had a smile on their face, and it was a beautiful thing.
Nice.
Awesome. What time are you on the air, Louie?
Pardon?
What's your normal show time? We're plugging your show.
6:30. 6:32. You're still in the clear until 8.
6:30 to 8. Okay, we'll let you in at 8.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Take care.
You.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Ah, that was pretty good. Yeah. So, what do you think, Free?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I was there. It sounds like it was real fun, but it's really only an infraction. And we're actually committing federal crimes here, so I think this is really more radical.
We're real anarchists.
Oh, I'm a panarchist myself.
I wonder if Coral's still on the other line talking without listening.
He's not going to listen to us. We're not listening to her. Yeah.
There she is. Hey,
Coral.
Hi, Coral. Coral? Hey, Coral.
Coral!
All right.
I'd rather listen to Bob Dylan then. So Louis should be down in a few minutes, I would think, huh? He's got a great show.
I don't know, I mean...
Have you listened to Louis' show?
It could take him hours to get to the studio from downtown Santa Cruz.
And then he's got to break the door down,
I mean,
because it's
so
locked.
Far away.
Yeah.
Steve, you are on the air. Down.
Hello?
How are you fellas doing?
Who is this?
This is Steve Plaitch, up near the end of...
late to the party,
Avenue,
eh,
right
Steve?
From the Jamba Juice.
The Hi, Steve.
Crowd, being very festive in the streets and juggling and being people on stuff. I talked to Gail Williamson, as you know, one of the organizers of the DIY.
Wait, no names. There are no organizers. This is anarchist.
Okay, well, then there you go. Then Gail Williamson, who's one of the participants.
No participants either.
She was one of the observers.
There you go. She was on the sidewalk the whole time.
Who are we talking about? Oh, I see it. I see. I'm looking up the end of the street. I see a man with a gray beard and gray hair and a cop watch sign. And I, you know,
that must be Santa Claus.
That's Santa Claus.
I would call the police.
Anyway, my reports from the from people who may have had some information about the DIY.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
That sounds better.
It says that it was peaceful and well attended, and everybody enjoyed themselves. Mm-hmm. But there is Sergeant Harms is no more than 20 feet away from where I'm
standing. Was he marching in the parade?
Huh?
Was he marching in the parade?
No, I don't believe that he was marching. He may have been marching alongside.
Would Sergeant Harms like to come on free radio?
You know what? I should probably go over and ask him. Where did he go? Maybe I'll try to ask him a little later.
He's wearing a costume,
Robert
right? A police officer's uniform.
Sort of thing with two police officers. And,
does he have a mustache on?
He's talking to Chief Vogel. I'm going to go down and talk to him myself. So I'm just giving you a little report. And
all right, get the cops on the air. We'll put them on.
Yeah, come on.
I'll call back later.
As long as they don't use hate speech.
Hey, Steve.
We'll put Robert on in a few minutes.
Steve?
Yeah.
That man with the that gray hair and the beard with the cop watch sign, I want him arrested.
I'm going to do what I can.
Okay.
Take care.
I see you. All right, yeah.
For hugging without a permit.
I didn't mean that. I was just kidding.
No.
I was trying to be funny. And
come on.
That's our buddy Robert. We don't want him arrested.
No, he wants to get arrested. It'll be another, you know, 8-year trial. He can make money on it.
So Bob Dylan. I saw him down in Monterey about 3 months ago free.
Wow.
Yeah, he was just great. Yeah. So I'm going to check in with Coral, our provider of street sound effects.
Arg!
Hello?
Hello?
Coral? Oh, well.
Coral's on 7 to 8 on Thursdays, and her show is very similar to this.
Hey, Coral. You're getting trashed here on the radio. All right. Well, this has been fun. I've had a lot of fun doing this, and yeah.
I knew this was going to be fun.
Yeah. And I'm glad it sounded like people were having a good time down there, and the police were just being cool and kind of letting things be, you know, which is always good.
Well, remember, they didn't cite Westmoe's last year until after the parade.
That's right. Well, if anything happens this year after the parade, you'll be sure to hear about it here on Free Radio.
Apparently, they walked up to him in a restaurant or coffee shop and asked him if he was in the parade, and he said yes, and they took that as evidence and admission. So never, ever, ever admit anything to a police officer. They're not your friend. They're out to get you.
Yeah, just amazing, isn't it?
All right, thank you, Bob.
We got anybody on? Is Coral still there?
Let's see. Coral?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Come on, Coral.
Maybe she lost her phone. Hello, hello, hello? Well, we could talk a little.
Hey, you want to talk? Go ahead.
Hey, we can go a little about history of the DIY. How's my sound levels? Okay.
Your sound levels are good. Yeah.
Okay, originally, I guess they had last night. Were you here during last night? I used to be put on, I guess, by some nonprofit or the city or something.
You mean last night, last year?
No, it was like in, 99, 2000, that kind of thing.
No.
They had like parades and all kinds of events all day long. You could go to these hear different musicians at different venues all over time. It was really great. But it was too expensive. They lost money. You know, it cost you $15 to get the little badge and everything. So I was wondering, how the hell did they lose money? Because I could never get into hardly any of the venues. There'd be lines everywhere, so I figured they must have sold lots of badges.
When was this, in 2000?
Yeah, it was like the late 90s, 2000.
Was it a DIY parade?
No, this was like sponsored by a nonprofit, or maybe the city itself. I'm not exactly sure. But it was a lot of fun, but it was expensive. And the reason it was so expensive is the permit. The police cost too much money. So they discontinued it. And then Westmoats and the anarchists just got together and had meetings to start the DIY parade. And during those meetings, they were infiltrated by police officers. I think they pretended to be surfers or something silly.
Yeah.
And Wes, used a little counterintelligence, figured out that they were police officers.
This was in 2004, I take it, somewhere around there?
I think 2005, maybe. I'm not sure on the exact dates. He outed them, and there was a big furor over it. What the hell are our police, infiltrating, harmless groups that want to give us a parade? Silly. So they got in trouble, and they've had it out for Westmoats ever since. So like I said, last year he walked in the parade. He apparently didn't even organize it last year. They were trying to get him for organizing it, but they couldn't. There's no evidence for that. So they got him for just walking in it. And there was, hundreds of people. As you heard, there's hundreds of people in that parade. But he was the only one singled out for persecution. Mm-hmm. And apparently the judge in this kangaroo court we have here locally decided that was not selective enforcement. I don't see how you could call it anything else.
And he was found guilty for unlawful organization of an event without a permit.
And he fought it with his lawyer because he had a previous arrest when he was defending the drum circle. The cops, he placed himself in between the cops and the person who was arrested, and the cops put him in the hospital.
Right.
So
and
he was on probation or something, and part of his agreement was not to break any more laws. So this was considered possibly one of those laws. So he needed to get a lawyer because it could have been something serious besides the $400. He could have gone to jail over it.
And he was ordered to do 250 hours of community service.
Yeah, something like that. But he's doing community service anyway.
And
so
just to show you what a terrible guy he is, he did 500 hours. He did an extra 250 on his own.
Uh-huh.
I met Wes briefly earlier this year, and I was really impressed by him.
He's a nice
guy. Talked a lot about his young child and family and that sort of thing. And when the police are when you go up against the police don't know how to back down. All they know how to do is assert their arrogance and their in charge or in control type of attitude, and that's where the real problem starts. It's a lot like the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, where our leaders here just seem to have it in their heads that the more they can control, build their arrogance, and the more they can bomb, they're gonna have the upper hand, and that's just not the case. And it's just real stupidity that is going on in this day and age. Mm-hmm. They've learned nothing.
It's a form of organized crime. I mean, they're getting huge salaries with huge pensions, and everybody protects each other. I mean, there was one cop. He was accused of molesting like 8 women, you know. Did right. he get kicked off the force? No, he got a promotion. He's a sergeant now, you know, and his son's entering the force. You know, it's yeah. an inside deal, an old buddy network.
He got an award, I think, didn't he?
For molesting award.
not the molestation award, no.
Who's handing that out these days?
The coveted molestation award, yeah.
I think I might go out for it next year if there's any women out there that like to help me train.
We're going to have some competition because I'm going to be there in the running, too. And I'm sure Steve Plaich will be right up there.
So, you know, I mean, so this is a free event. Given to us by the anarchists, essentially, but there's other members of the community. It's never any single, it's not just Wes Modes. He said that to me, you know, I get my name in the paper, but it's really a lot of people that are doing this. I'm just part of the collective, really. That's how the anarchists are organized in collectives and co-ops.
Yeah.
They get in circles and make consensus decisions because they don't believe in government. That's what anarchy means, is no ruler. You know, so here it is, a free parade. I mean, just imagine if they were, you know, got community organized around all government functions, you know. We would be paying nothing for our government instead of this ridiculous debt. And believe me, these pensions, the former police chief's getting $180,000 a year in a pension, 90% of his salary for the rest of his life. And he retired at 51. You know, that's like 30 years. That's like hitting the lottery. That's like $6 or $7 million he's going to get from the taxpayers. It's unfunded. As far as I know, I mean, they've only got 6,000 or less, right? I mean, 6 million or less right now. That's what he's going to be getting over the next 30 years. And there's a whole bunch of more police officers and other government employers that will be retiring at some point. And Santa Cruz is going to have a lot of trouble. They won't be able to afford another police force. They'll be paying their retired one. And then, you know, the alternatives is, you know, we could use more security guards, put term limits on government employment, or let the anarchists run the show.
Well, you know, you mentioned the good old boy network, and that these guys, I'm on all levels. You know, they're in their back rooms, they're at their clubs, they're in their boardroom meetings. Mm-hmm. They've got the people that are around them are all thinking the same way, and you know, there's nothing to feel. There's no reason for them to feel bad about anything. You know, I mean, Bush, who bombed all those people in Iraq. I mean, you hear reports of over 100,000 children being killed over there mm-hmm. in the course of this war. You hear reports of over 800,000 people being killed in Iraq since 2003. You know, so, I mean, if I did something like that or you did something like that, I could only imagine how bad. I'd just want to end my life if I was responsible for something like that. Unless there were hundreds of people around me saying, "Great job, keep going." You know, I mean, with all that support, that's all I can. I can't understand how these people can live without mm-hmm. that type of justification in their
yeah.
lives. You know, and
they're,
you
know, in denial,
and they're not down on our level. They're not down here mingling with people in the street or middle class people or people trying to find jobs. They're removed from all this shit, and it they're just continuing it. Yeah, your comments, Free.
I was going to say that they're also in denial. I've talked with Sergeant Harms. He seems like an intelligent guy. But he, you know, I mean, he has to know that he's harassing the poor. I mean,
he's
beating down the poor. I mean, if it, like you said, if it was me or you, we'd feel horrible. How could you tell your mom what you do for a job? You know,
he's got an agenda going on that we don't know about. This smile in your face crap on the street with him. I had a lot of encounters with him, mm-hmm. And I've seen how he treated people like he's your friend on the mm-hmm. he's your friendly cop on the block, and I just think it's a bunch of crap.
It's bullshit. I mean, he's probably a friendly guy, but yeah. I think he's intelligent enough to realize what he's doing, but so he has to go kind of get a little crazy. go into denial about it and say, oh, these people are horrible. You know, I mean, the homeless. He was even saying that Amish minister, you know, he questioned, what, he's a minister? No, there's something wrong with that guy. You know?
I want to know if these cops around here are live in Santa Cruz. Or are they?
I've heard that one before.
Do they commute? That was a big problem back in Connecticut. They bring in all these outside people, didn't know that the community, didn't know any people in the community, didn't know what the ins and out of the community were and what the traditions of the community, and they were just there as zombies to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked Sergeant Harms if he lived here, and he wouldn't answer the question. He said he didn't want to put his life in jeopardy or his family's life in jeopardy.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be, I guess.
I mean, Mad Mike, you know, lit a garbage can in front of Barisoni's office. I mean, there's that. Because they are, you know, brutally harassing people. And some people will just say, you know, fuck you.
Yeah.
Why should I put up with this? You know, I don't think that's the way to go. I think the way to go is to get them in court, sue their ass. I mean, look at Roberts, you know, taking that Nazi salute all the way. You have to get it all the way up into the Ninth Circuit. Because the courts here and in San Jose, you know, I don't know. You know, they're... Once again, you've got that good old boy network, especially in this county.
It does give you a little hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to be willing to take it that far. You have to not only know your rights, but know how to defend them. You have to either be a lawyer or have a lawyer that, you know, will do it for contingency. Because it's going to be a long, hard battle, and that's really the only way you can get them. Unless, of course, you can catch them on film committing a crime.
But for the Ninth Circuit to overturn that original decision... And
11-0, unanimous decision.
Yeah, unanimous. And to make reference to Fitzsimmons, was it Fitzmaurice? City Councilman Fitzmaurice back in, 2005, I think, that he had a hissy fit. A hissy fit. And he decided to ignore the law.
Elected by the hissy party, by the way.
I used to be a member of the hissy party. There was a time when they were
a
good cause.
For Fritz Morris, right? Until you found out he was a Nazi, right?
Yeah, right.
A hissy Nazi.
Anyway, well, let's see how the street sound effects are coming along from Coral's cell phone.
Hello?
Coral. Hi, Coral.
I think she lost her cell phone.
Yeah. Or maybe she thought she hung it up and it's still... All right, well...
Well, maybe we can see her hear her having sex with her boyfriend or something.
Want to put some anarchist music on?
Sure. Okay.
And until then, we'll listen to street sound effects from Coral's cell phone.
Here, I'll put a little advertising.
You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. We must devise and implement alternative methods of distributing our news, our information, our ideas. Someone could give you a ticket. You may get one in the mail if you had an address.
115 Coral Street.
Another professional transition from Free Radio Santa Cruz.
You can go to collection. You can ruin my credit rating.
It's too late for that.
Some places, money.
Let me know when you're set there and I'll bring it up.
Not much happening here. Nothing ever does. Besides, if she wakes up now. She just want me to talk. I got nothing to say, especially about whatever was. I and I, in creation where once a nature neither honors nor forgives. I and I, one said to the other, love man sees my face.
Bienvenido y bienvenida a esta edición especial del Informativo Pacífica. En esta ocasión hablaremos de la tensión diplomática entre los gobiernos de Venezuela y Estados Unidos. Además, enfocaremos en la conmemoración del levantamiento zapatista en rechazo al Tratado de Libre Comercio.
and blood for the war. Got the city.
Okay, we have a caller on the phone. Caller, you want to identify yourself?
Yeah, my name's Jeff from New Jersey.
Hi, Jeff.
I moved out here from, actually from Louisiana about 2 years ago because I heard rumors that this was a kind place to live.
What do you think?
It used to be.
I think it's mostly kind, but there's some things that disturb me about it, but I really like, like what you guys are up to. And I appreciate you being out there on the street tonight to report on any shenanigans. Any anti-kindness shenanigans.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, there's some good people out here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You guys are doing good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I had some requests for some anarchist music.
Okay.
If we can find it.
Well, a couple of John Lennon, Give Me the Truth or Power to the People.
Oh, you've hit the right guy here. Rick plays Beatle music every Wednesday mornings. What's that? 7:15? Or what?
It's prime time.
I heard that Rick channels John Lennon on every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Until he gets shot.
All right, Jeff, can you hear this?
I'm sick and tired of hearing things.
Awesome. From
can you hear that?
I can hear it. It sounds good.
I think that's what you wanted to hear.
All right,
but I'm going to keep you on the phone for a second, and I'll go back to that later. But so, what else are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight?
You're listening to free radio.
I'm listening to free radio and enjoying it. I took a friend, helped her pick her car up at the Honda dealership.
Uh huh. And
oh my God, listen to that!
Are you listening to free radio on the internet or on the radio?
I'm listening to it on the internet.
Okay, and how's the signal? All right, good, clear?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Good, okay.
Hey, you got a prediction for next year?
So what is happening on the streets tonight? Is there a lot of partying, a lot of merrymaking?
I think Free just asked you, do you have a prediction for next year?
Do I have a prediction?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're asking if I have a prediction?
Yes. Yeah, what the hell? It's New Year's.
Yeah, what's your prediction for 2011?
2011. I think the issue around homelessness is going to come into sharper focus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do you say that?
This is my personal opinion, but we got two situations. Maybe we got 100 situations, but we seem to have two situations. We have the quote unquote. You talking to me?
Yeah, I hear it now. You're on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're listening.
The two situations?
Oh, okay. I'm hearing multiple things through my headphones.
Okay, how about now?
But in any case, as far as the homelessness situation...
Who's it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting a delayed response.
We got the so-called aggressive panhandlers, the young kids that are kind of a little, give me some money, and if you don't, they kind of cuss at you. And then we have people that are truly homeless. And unfortunately, they get lumped into the first category, and then we have, definitely mistreatment of them. And I wonder, shop owners, and in particular police, could put themselves in the shoes of these people, knowing that, as the cliche goes, we're all, a paycheck away from being on the streets ourselves.
So, Jeff.
All so close.
It's Jeff.
That I just... It pains me to see homeless people treated the way they have been treated in Santa Cruz and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just think there's going to be more attention brought
it's
to
class
this
war.
Issue. You're two different populations. Yep.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, now maybe one thing that you and other listeners can do is to start attending city council meetings and during oral communications voice your opinion about that. And what I hear you saying is there's two different categories that we're talking about. We're talking about people that are truly homeless trying to exist on a day-to-day basis, and then just other people kind of making trouble.
Right. I mean, I don't have a grasp on the quote-unquote troublemakers. I mean, I've had experiences where I walk past New Leaf and some kid says, hey, give me $5. And I say no, and they tell me to fuck off. I mean, that's one thing. And I don't know why they're like that or where they're coming from.
Jeff?
But, we all have had the experience for many years walking down the streets of Santa Cruz, and there are people who are down on their luck, or they have no place to go. They have no homes.
Hey,
they're
Jeff?
Mentally ill, and they put on the streets.
Jeff.
And
can you hear us?
They're not hang. Yes?
Hello, Jeff? Hello?
Jeff, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Jeff?
I can hear you.
Okay. You know, another thing you can do is that it's basically the merchants downtown that are putting the pressure on the police to harass the homeless.
I keep talking. I can't quite tell what's going on.
All right. Well, anyways, free radio. I'm about to take off here. I'm going to head down.
I can hear you.
All right, Jeff, we're going to...
Jeff, I was going to suggest one more thing you could do. You could go into a downtown merchant, you know, order like $100 worth of stuff, put it up on the table and say, you know, you guys are so mean to the homeless, I'm not going to buy this, and just walk out.
There you go. All right, Jeff, we're going to let you go. We're going to transition into Louie's show, and I am going to play one of your requested songs
right now.
So Happy New Year.
All right, man.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Happy New Year for everyone, and thanks for the great work you're doing, Rick.
Okay, thanks for calling in, buddy. I'll see you.
Take care, brother.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
And here's John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Okay, that was John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth, requested by
Jeff
from Live Oak. And thank you, Jeff, for calling in. It's good to know there's somebody out there listening and supporting free radio. And speaking of supporting free radio, that's something that you can do by sending us a donations. $5, $10, $15, $20, any amount helps. If you make your checks payable to FRSC,
and mail those checks to P.O. Box 7811, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. And I'll repeat that. Make your checks payable to FRSC, P.O. Box 7811, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. You can also go on to PayPal and pay that way. And we have a...
I'd like to add some to that. On your check, you could write there for your favorite show's dues. A little feedback to the DJs, let them know. Because the DJs do have to pay to be on the air here. We're not like commercial radio where they get paid by the advertisements. Here it's the radicals. They got to reach into their pockets and pay just like when you're donating. So.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Yeah, and I know how hard it is to get up and write that check and put it in an envelope and address it and put a stamp on it and mail it. And I'm not being facetious. It's just something that people just don't want to go do. It's not so much not giving the money. It's just going through the motion of going through all that crap and, you know, getting to the mailbox. But really, I mean, think about this radio station. You know, think what this radio station is. I mean, no commercials. Mm-hmm. We can say whatever we want. I mean, it's really totally free. Mm-hmm. And you listen to turn your dial off of 101.1 and see what you get. Mm-hmm. You know, see what you get.
And right now, you're about to get a song.
That's right.
Million workers, it's all that they see. Our hands on the tools, money writing the rules. From the sweatshop prisons to the cops in the schools. Got the middle class living like it's gonna last. Working longer, harder hours for less and less cash. Got the media spins, Republic rat twins. Got the war profiteer, corporate executive friends. Got the heroin running through the veins of the poor. Got the ghettos locked down, paying blood for the war. Got the city's decay, the dealers to pay. And the death squad's working for the CIA. You got a million new jobs inside a thousand new jails. Outsourcing the unions, profit dipping the scales. Got a brainwashed youth, a trumped up truth. Got snipers armed with rifles on the factory roof. You got a 30-minute speech full of oohs and ahs. Got the cops armed tough out there breaking the laws. Got the front row seat to your own defeat. You got the tear gas. The law's all written for the rich and the white. Trick the rest of them fools into the army to fight. In a dead-end game, each war the same. You got a land and a people and a market to claim. Got a woman beaten down everywhere that you look. In the courts, in the jails, in the schools, in the books. Got the TV set, sexism's outlet. Got a culture full of men taught to fall for that shit. Yeah, and I do too. I'm not blaming you, but I'm trying
and
to learn.
And we have... another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
How are you? I'm just giving you a report from downtown.
It's exciting. It's not just
there's anybody down here really.
Okay.
No, although the weather's beautiful.
It's a movement.
Right down here talking to Captain Clark. Robert Norris was just having a long conversation with our chief, Kevin Vogel.
Okay.
And,
really?
I don't know what the substance of that was. As soon as he's supposed to be down at the Ann Flower, I'm going to go meet him. If I can get him before you guys go off the air, I'll have him call in a report. Has he spoken to you?
Not yet, and we're about to give the airwaves over to Louie.
Oh, okay.
So if you can... is Robert close by where he can tell us what he said to Chief Vogel?
Yeah, not really. I'm just still walking down Pacific Avenue. I'm still about two blocks away from where Robert's going to be, so I probably will not get down there before you guys leave. But
all right,
always the runner on the Western
Front down here. I just had a conversation myself with Captain Clark, and Robert was talking, as I said, he kept to Chief Vogel and Deputy Chief Martinez. So
you were speaking to Captain Clark.
I was speaking to Captain Clark, but we were actually
talking about another subject other than what was going on down here, because it's so quiet. Mm-hmm. There's probably more police officers down here than there are revelers, or at least close.
Uh-huh.
But, did he see you walking in the street?
Pardon?
Did he see you walking in the street?
Who's that?
The police? Chief?
Or whoever? Actually, they were all on the sidewalk, and there was a group down by Jamba Juice that was reveling for a while, but they've all broken up and gone somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So,
Were you walking in the street?
Oh, yes, I was, in fact.
And the police saw it?
Bravely walking in the street.
You may get a ticket in the mail here for $400.
Okay, well, there you go. I look forward to it.
Steve, I think you should turn yourself in tomorrow.
That's right.
You'll feel better about yourself and other things.
In the morning, yeah.
Happy New Year, guys, and tell Louis I said Happy New Year.
All right, thanks, Steve. Happy New Year. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All right. And another roving street reporter from Pacific Avenue, and I guess it looks like Louis's in the studio.
Yeah, I broke in.
He's here. And I'm going to turn everything over to him. Thanks, everybody. That was great. Thanks, Free. That was really fun.
Thanks, Rick. It was fun.
Yeah.
Don't forget to save Free Edit now.
All right.
I mean, Cool Edit.
All righty.
Do we have a transition?
Okay. Thanks to Free and Rick and Free for doing this show tonight. This is Louis. La Fortune Free Radio, Santa Cruz, Resistance and Renewal Radio. And here's my tribute to the city council, just to get us started here.